Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and grace and mercy be to you today. You hear a little background noise. I'm traveling on my way to my aircraft to leave out for Guatemala. We're going to preach the gospel this week. But the word today, I want you to reserve your right to worship God. Make a reservation with God every day. All your reservation already been made. Partake of your reservation to give God praise and to magnify the name of the Lord. In doing that, Jesus, we eavesdrop on Jesus with the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Verse 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. What does that mean? It means that to really worship God, you have to have a hold on the word of God. In John 6:63, you say the word of God is spirit and life. And it also means in John 16 and 13 that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. Now I want to remind you of this. There are some things that God will not be able to get to you unless he finds you in a worshiping position. What is a worshiping position? Giving God the glory. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You the majesty, you the victory. The kingdom is yours, etc., etc. He's a stronghold in a time of trouble. He's a bridge across troubled water. He's the bread of life. Just adoration to God for who he really is. He's all of that. He's everything you need, everything you desire. Everything you dream of, God is. But we must take time to give him thanks, give him praise, worship him, love him, and just thank him for all he has done for us. And in that process, you step off in the presence of God. And when you get in the presence of God, you're in the provision, the power, the protection, and the purpose of God. I see you with your hand both stretching out. But you see, worshiping God is more than your hand. Your heart has to go up toward God. So lift your heart to God, lift your hand to God, and see what great and mighty thing God will reveal to you and manifest to you and manifest through you and bring demonstration in your life.